Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide limited assistance for the town of Minot, North Dakota, where floodwaters have now destroyed 4,000 homes. Joining us now is Dave Thompson, news director for Prairie Public Broadcasting in North Dakota. We can actually hear the takeaway every morning on KFMJ in Grand Forks. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John.
So the Sirius River crested over the weekend, 4,000 homes underwater. I mean, this was a record by any measure. How is the city coping this morning?
Well, the city is doing fairly well, but it's a kind of a watch and wait type thing. Although the river is crested, the water is going to be around for a while, probably above flood stage for at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks yet.
And, you know, the fourth largest city in the state is going to have to be coping with this through much of the summer, and that's going to complicate the entire season.
It is, because people were looking forward to, of course, a typical summer in North Dakota, which is not very long, as you might know. But basically, the summer is now going to be occupied with cleaning up after the flood, if they get to it. And, of course, that probably will not happen until August anyway. So basically, it's going to be a several-month process to get this city back in order.
We're talking with Dave Thompson, news director for Prairie Public Broadcasting. The takeaway is heard on KFJM in Grand Forks. Dave, I mean, there's obviously a cleanup, and there's obviously the people whose devastated homes have to be repaired and fixed if they aren't a total loss. But you got to mention it. I mean, this is going to be like absolutely hellish mosquito season for people in North Dakota, right?
Absolutely. And already there are plans to get some spray out there, see if they can spray and clean it up as much as they possibly can. Of course, you have the threat of West Nile. You have the threat of Western equine encephalitis or sleeping sickness, which are mosquito-borne illnesses. And that's going to be a problem all summer long.
So it's a serious story for what they call, jokingly, the state bird of North Dakota and Minnesota there. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Dave Thompson, news director for Prairie Public Broadcasting in North Dakota, where you can hear the takeaway every morning on KFJM in Grand Forks, flooding there in Minot.